in 2017, I just got 19. But in 2018, I got 155. My dad and I got it together. In fact, my dad actually was the one who kind of got me started on that. He and I both wanted to see how many we could do, and we both ended at 155 together in 2018. In 2019, I got 111. But in 2020, I wanted to get 201 because I knew someone who got 200 in a year. I was like, I got to get just one more, but I had over a month left. So I went from doing once a day to twice a day so I could get to past 250, and I ended up getting 255. And then yesterday I got, 321.
Wow. And what is it? I mean, I love going up Bunker because not only you can do it kind of in any weather, there's a mm-hmm. road that you can go up, but also when you get to the top, it's just such a beautiful view of kind of every part of Unalaska. Can you talk a little bit about kind of what it's like when you get to the top?
Oh, it's just a beautiful view. On the windy days, though, you got to be careful, though, because sometimes, like if you go up the backside especially, you're protected, and then you get pretty much to the top, and then you could get like blown off. Mm-hmm. The day after that major storm in October that we had that was blowing over 100, my dad and I went up there, and it had calmed down a lot, but it was still pretty windy, so you have to climb the rocks to get to the bunker. I was afraid I'd get blown off, so I crawled to make sure I was safe. And it's amazing what I've seen on that hike too, though. Like, I've run into people I haven't seen for years on that hike. It's just always exciting. Who you never know who you're gonna run into. Sometimes I've run into over a dozen people just on one trip. But I saw last year, I've only seen one here in my entire life. It was a night hike up Bunker Hill. I saw a snowy owl. And my first thought was it was a seagull. But I was like, why would a lone seagull be flying around at night? And it's flying different than a seagull flies. But like, I was shining the flashlight at it, and it was like kind of hovering over me, looking at me. And I got to see its flat face, and I got to see its feathers, and I got to know for sure it was a snowy owl.
Wow.
That was last year. This year, I saw like some sort of falcon. I'm not sure what kind of raptor it is. It could have been a kite, a falcon, a hawk, or whatever, but I saw one. And then just last week when it was night, down towards the bottom, I saw some sort of black raptor flying around.
Wow. Yeah, I was going to ask you, do you have kind of a most memorable trip up Bunker Hill? It sounds like you've had a few pretty beautiful experiences.
Oh, man. It is tough to pick a single most memorable one. Because whenever I hike it with friends and family and stuff, those are my favorite. I know oftentimes they'll say, go on with that, go on ahead of me, I'll slow you down. I'm like, no, I'd rather go slowly with people than fast on my own. But probably the most memorable one would be my 10th trip up during the endurance challenge. Like, I mean, it wasn't pleasant at the time. I mean, every step was really exhausting, but I was thinking, I'm actually going to do it 10 times in one day. I'm actually going to walk 20 miles today. It's like, and I set so many new records on my Fitbit. Like, I'd never come even close to doing that much since I had my Fitbit. So that was a pretty memorable one.
And so what's next? Okay, we're almost to the end of the year. You're about to leave town this weekend mm-hmm. till early next year.
Yeah.
Are you going to continue to try to beat your record next year, do you think?
I hope so, but like, I don't know if I'll be able to or not. It all depends on how much I'm going to be on island and everything. Basically, like this year, I was hoping I'd get 300, but like, if it's nice weather, I'll usually do it twice. If it's nice weather, I have the time. If it's mm-hmm. kind of iffy, I'll probably do it once. If it's bad weather, I won't do it. I just do it, take it day by day. I would like to get to 365 sometime though, but I don't know when that's going to happen.
And I mean, this is just such a 321 times in one year is a lot. It's multiple times a day a lot of the time. How do you feel? Like, are you proud of yourself? How do you feel?
Yeah, it is really nice. Like, I am really happy to be able to do this, though. I'm blessed to live in a place where I have that option. I mean, I would much prefer doing that over going to the gym, like going on a treadmill or elliptical or something. I'd much rather be going up Bunker Hill or something, because it is a satisfying experience to get to do it that much.